Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! It's my show!
Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Hey, Deontay.
Hey, Shannon.
Thank you for coming back.
Of course.
Leaving here thinking I'm a crazy person last week.
Only slightly crazy.
Well, you know, you've known this for a very long time
this
now.
This is true. I have known you for a very long
very
time.
Very long time.
I've seen the crazy.
Like, scary long time.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're not surprised, right?
Yeah. Not much.
Okay, good. Well, I feel like even though we've known each other for so long, we don't do a very good job of keeping up with each other.
I know. I think that's social media's fault.
You think?
Yeah, because I think you constantly... At least for someone like me who's constantly updating, mm-hmm. you know, what I'm doing, you already know.
I pretty much know your workout every day.
Yeah, I do. Monday through Friday.
And your kids, what they're doing for the most part,
yep,
I'm assuming.
Today is Sydney's birthday.
Oh, it is?
She's 10, double Aww. Digits.
Happy birthday.
Kind of in a panic.
Why?
10 just seems really old.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is. It's a really big deal. It's a big deal for her, and it's a big deal for me.
That makes her like a tween, doesn't it?
I know.
Wow, you're old.
I'm not prepared for this.
I don't blame you.
It's a weird place to be, I think, as a parent, mm-hmm. because you're really witnessing that change.
Oh, gosh.
From when they're little kids mm-hmm. to where they're really making decisions for themselves, and they have strong opinions about certain things, and I sign her up for things that she doesn't want to do, and she thinks I'm ruining her life.
Oh, no.
It's a very...
dramatic.
Yeah, it is dramatic, but it's such a contrast from the littles.
Is it?
Jude is 4. He's 4 and a half now. This is, I don't think I realized it with Miles and Sydney, but this is the greatest age.
Is it really?
Oh, it is so awesome.
Oh, that's comforting, because we're in the threes with Jake right now, and he is a terror.
Three blows.
Yeah.
It blows. We really struggled at three. Like, I had to go back on meds for three,
and it's,
because it was anxiety inducing. He would yell and these tantrums and just everything. It's like, you know, they don't really have control of their emotions, and they feel all this stuff, but they don't know what to do with it. And especially with my boys, I worked really hard to give them words,
right?
So, you know, he would throw a fit and I'd say, you know, I understand that you're mad. You're allowed to be mad. You're allowed to be angry, but you're not allowed to kick the wall, or you're not allowed to whatever. Or like when he would calm down from the, finally calm down, I would say, how do you feel?
Right.
Not good.
Oh.
Well, see, that's why there's no need to throw the fit, because you don't feel good after the fit, right?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So we go through that whole thing trying to really teach them what to do with their emotions. And now he's got it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm mad. Miles is making me mad. It hurt my feelings. He won't let me play with him. He just really, you know, he's very verbal now. Very affectionate. He wants to do stuff. He wants me to sit with him. He doesn't even want me to play with him. He just wants me to be near him.
Okay.
Mommy. He says this every day when I pick him up from school, get him buckled in the car, and we start to drive off, and he says, Mom, when we get home, will you make me peanut butter sandwich and I watch TV downstairs? Yes, sir. Aww. You can have anything you want, because he's so fun.
Yeah.
It's just such a contrast from three, where it was just painful. I mean... those were days when people would be like, don't you want another one? Oh, God, no. What would I do with another 3-year-old?
That's what my sister's dealing with now, is a 3-year-old and a 3-month-old in the same household.
God
and trying
her.
To get everything. Oh, my gosh.
It is. It's hard when they're little like that, especially when they're close together. Miles and Sydney were really close together. They're exactly 2 years and 9 days apart.
Right.
So he was, you know, Sydney was, had just turned 2 when Miles was born. And that is a really hard age, but it's so great when they get older because they're close. I mean, even Miles and Sydney, they go at it, but 10 minutes later, they are best friends.
That's good.
They can be fighting right before bedtime. And mm-hmm. then at bedtime, they're both in Sydney's room and she's reading a book to him or, you know, they're planning something or they really get each other, I think, when they're close in age like that.
Okay. So I did notice you hear about the terrible twos. It's really the terrible threes. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
And it really is like a night and day switch.
It is.
Where they go from being a sweet little playful happy 2-year old to being this, it's almost like a teenager going through puberty, mm-hmm. but they don't have the out, they don't have the ability to out, to get it out.
Yeah.
And so like with Jake, when he throws a fit, mm-hmm. he is good about using, I mean, if you ask him after he stomps and pouts and crosses his arms, he'll tell you, I'm so frustrated, mm-hmm. or I'm so mad, or I'm so excited if he's happy. You mm-hmm. know, he's good at using his words.
That's good.
But it's the stomping and the hitting himself and the physical parts of mm-hmm. the tantrums that I don't know what to do with. I don't want people thinking that I'm beating this child or something.
For me, what I did, and this is, your mileage may vary, but because they don't know what to do with it, mm-hmm. I always just let, like if we're at home and they're throwing a tantrum, I just let them do it. And I sit down and wait for them to get it out. With Miles and Sydney, I was really good about this. With Jude, not so much. But sometimes a change in scenery helps.
Uh-huh.
So if they're throwing like a really big fit, like I know people that are like, you know, they send their kid to timeout or they send them to their room. I go with them.
Oh.
So I would take, if, you know, Miles would be throwing a big fit, I'd say, okay, we're out of here. And we would go to, if we were in the living room, we'd go to his room. Or if we were in his room, we would go to my room. Mm-hmm. Just a change of scenery, I think, kind of helps jar.
Almost redirection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then wait for them to throw the fit, you know? But I would say, like, if he was hitting himself, and my kids do, I think all kids do that.
Do they?
Yeah. I think it's one of those, again, they have so much emotion, they don't know what to do with it. I would say, you know, you can't hit yourself, but you can hit a pillow.
Okay.
You know, you're going to hurt yourself. As long as they're not hurting themselves or someone else, I'm like, go at it. Because it's, for me, it's the same thing as like when you're really upset and you have to have a really good cry to get it out. Mm-hmm. I think it's the same thing. You still have to figure out, you have to get those emotions out. And when they're that little, you just have to teach them how.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're so little that they can't compartmentalize.
Yeah.
And they don't realize, okay, it's okay to hit the pillow, but I can't hit my sister. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to, I'm not willing to say you can hit stuff. Mm-hmm. I have sat there and literally bear hugged him mm-hmm. to keep his arms down to his side so he, until he got his stuff together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's nothing else that you can, especially when you live in an apartment.
Yeah.
It's so different because neighbors four apartments down can hear mm-hmm. his crying fit. And that child, I am telling you, Samantha, my sister has said he's going to lose his voice because he's thrown such long, loud fits. And strong-willed, you know, being strong-willed is a definite plus when you're big enough to stand for something.
Right.
But when you're a 3-year-old and your life can end because your Thomas train falls off the track,
yeah,
it is not a good thing.
I know.
It is not good.
I know. So I would, and this is what I would do. Then after the fit, mm-hmm. I would ask him, how do you feel? Are you happy? Do you feel better after you threw the fit? Because generally they don't.
Right.
So that's the time to talk about. I mean, it doesn't do you any good to yell at him while he's throwing a fit. It doesn't do you any good to try and talk to him while he's throwing a fit because he's too wound up.
Right.
So you have to wait until he comes back down and then you can talk to him, especially if he's verbal and he gets it. He understands what mad means and he understands frustration. Mm-hmm. You can talk to him about that afterward. And tell him, you know, if you're frustrated, you're allowed to be frustrated. That I always right. tell my kids that. You're allowed to be mad. You're allowed to be frustrated. You're not allowed to be disrespectful. So you're allowed to be mad, but you're not allowed to scream.
Yeah,
how does your voice feel? You know, how does your head feel? How does, because it doesn't. It doesn't feel good when you've been screaming your head off like that.
No.
So I think that's a big part of it. Because you, I mean, you've been frustrated enough to want to scream.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So you just know that you
I've been there.
Yeah.
You have to have empathy, I guess, but it's hard. It is. It's so hard.
For me, it was anxiety inducing. I mean, seriously, like he would throw tantrums. Jude would throw tantrums. And I literally wanted to peel the skin off of myself. Mm-hmm. It was just more than I could bear.
Well, I've always been really patient with my nieces and nephews, or mm-hmm. nephews. I can't say nieces and nephews because I was too young when my older sister had them, but mm-hmm. I've always been super patient with my sister's kids. Mm-hmm. And lately, I find that my buttons, I think Jake has really learned my buttons, and he's really learned how to push them.
Yeah.
And I try not to raise my voice. Mm-hmm. I try to stay even tempered with him. And, you know, like you've been saying, if something goes on, then try to talk to him about it, mm-hmm. and, you know, work it out somehow. But this three thing, I thank God that you're saying that four.
Just know that there is hope on the other side.
God, I hope so. God, I hope so.
It is. Three is a really, really hard age. But four, man, it's great.
Thank you for giving me some hope that I can survive as his godmother and aunt, because I wasn't sure. I honestly was not sure.
It is. It's awesome. I mean, he gets in the car and he's happy and just, you know, everything is funny. He's got jokes. You know, he just, four is so awesome.
I've got jokes too. Come on.
It's really good once you get on the other side.
Oh my God. Okay, let me tell you this real fast. So Jake spent the night with me this past Friday so that mommy and daddy could get a little bit of sleep. And so I live on the third floor of an apartment building. And so we're walking down the steps, mm-hmm. and he can hear the birds, and there's a lot of airplanes that fly by. And for whatever reason, the sprinkler system, like the place where it's housed or whatever, beeps. Uh-huh. So you can hear a beep, and it drives him insane. Okay. And he had been in my apartment while I was getting dressed, and he heard the birds. He didn't like it. So he came in my room, and I had to put myself in the closet so I wasn't being naked with a little boy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he's very sensitive to noises. And we're walking down the steps the other day, and he looks up at me. He says, "You need to do better keeping me safe from bird noises." And I just laughed, and I felt bad for laughing because he was so serious about it.
Step up your game, Aunt Shannon. That's what he's saying.
Keep me safe from bird noises. How do I even do that? And I wanted to like start explaining science to him and how sounds can't touch you. Sounds can't really hurt you physically. They might bother your ears, but they're not going to hurt. Then I decided he's probably too young for all that.
Probably.
I don't need to get into the science of sounds.
Yeah, I think the answer is okay.
I'll just get him.
I'll do a better job.
Some earmuffs or something. Put on your little gun shooting ear thingies while you're at my apartment.
That's right.
Because I can't keep you safe from bird noise. That did make me laugh, though.
See, that's the part of four that you're gonna love.
Okay, thank you, thank you. I could hug you.
It's coming.
It better be.
You just gotta get to the other side.
Ugh. Well, thank you for the hope.
You're welcome, Shannon.
I'm physically exhausted. I think I'm truly mentally and physically exhausted.
I know the feeling well.
Toddlers at this point.
And now I can't wait to go pick up Jude from school.
Aw. And your so Uggs.
So fun.
See you later, Radicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.